The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
You know, it's, don't know if you got that feel from the gospel, but how good it is to be back. You know, it's like, okay, what do I do with this? There's a reason why we start the school year like a week or two later. It's so that we don't have this gospel. You know, it's very challenging. It's a very challenging gospel, but it's perfect for us. It's perfect for us because as Jesus exhorts us, stay awake. Stay awake. And if our efforts here at school are not oriented to our staying awake so that we can heed, so we can hear and heed the call of Christ, then we're doing nothing at all. Then we're just playing games. And in fact, Jesus, in our gospel yesterday, has just talked precisely about that. He's brought out this big word, this hefty word, hypocrisy. And he's called some people hypocrites. He says they're play actors. They're just putting on a show. And here again, he doubles down with it. Are we prepared? Are we prepared to receive Jesus' call and follow where he leads? And that's what we're doing here together, my friends. We're here to give our hearts and lives over to Jesus in the sacrifice of his son. You know, here on the altar, we represent that Good Friday sacrifice of Jesus, that perfect prayer of Jesus, where he entrusted himself whole and entire into his Father's hands. It said, "Into your hands I commend my spirit." That's what we represent here, so that we all can join ourselves to Jesus as he makes that offering. And as we make that offering, we become open, we become ready. We in fact do stay awake for the Lord's call when it comes. But we know, so it's come. His call has come. This is part of the difficulty of this passage, is that it's oriented to a specific time and place. And really only understanding it in its context, we get the full thrust of what it means for us today. But there, Jesus walking around, right, the region, Galilee and down also into Jerusalem and the surrounding environs, here Jesus is the bridegroom who is coming for his bride. And where will we find, you know, so I shouldn't say that, I want to jump around. He has come to wed his bride. And we know that word, the bride of Christ, the church is the bride of Christ. And each and every one of us is a member of the church, is a member of the bride of Christ. So we've heard the call, we've stayed awake, we've been ready. Jesus has come and we've replied, we've responded, we've been ready, we've been gathered into the feast. But now anew, right, each and every day, our Lord comes to us. Each and every day. And are we prepared? Are we prepared for the work of the day, right? This is why as I mean, so many holy people over the course of our 2,000-year history in the church have said that we ought to pray, we ought to give extended time to prayer in the morning. So people will say, like, well, it's like tuning the orchestra before the performance, right? It's preparing. And sometimes it's lengthy prayer, and sometimes it's perhaps shorter prayer. But are we making that prayer today? Are we saying to Jesus, okay, Lord, I am here in prayer, turning myself over to you, and I will go where you lead. Here I give you my heart. Here I turn over my life to you. So my whole heart and my whole life is yours. And then I go out as your messenger, bringing your love to life in the world. Right, embodying the kindness and mercy that you have shown me. Living out your compassionate rule, bringing your mercy to everyone I encounter. Right, that's our prayer. That's our prayer. And we have to stay awake to do it. Okay, I know we're all a little bit out of shape with school. So like by the end of the day, I get it. It's very difficult to stay awake, right? But right now, we can stay awake. Right now we're focused, and we'll regain those muscles as we go to stay awake throughout the course of the entire day, not just school, but also when we go back as joy-filled Christians back to our families as well, to bring them some of what we've encountered. Right? But here, Jesus is coming to us, and You all have time to be in class today, and if your teachers feel like they want to go over this again with you, then I'm sure they will. There's so much in this passage. There's so much in our celebration of Saint Augustine today that it's almost better to just leave it at that. Saint Augustine was awake when the call of Christ came to him, and when the call of Christ came to him, what happened? He shed tears. He shed tears. His life of preparation gave way to the life that God was preparing him for. Right? All his efforts, all his trying, all his struggling, all his striving opened up there into his view of what the Lord had prepared for him. And then he entered that and lived it, and we have basically the intellectual tradition of the church, I mean, built on his back. But our Lord is preparing each and every one of you also for greatness. And we have access to that life of greatness now as we open up our hearts to him, as we receive his love for us, and as we commit ourselves to bringing that love to life for everyone we encounter.